जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जाना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी सुदानंदना गगजनरंजन यशोदनंदन गगजनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Shri Shivar Shyam Sundar Ki, Krishna Balaram Ki, Gaur-Nitar Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chevam Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhiraye Nashta Praishu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So we are reading from Canto 3, Chapter 9, Text 4. Tat Va Idam Bhuvana Mangala Mangalaya Dhyane Sma Naha Darshitam Te Upashakanam Tasmai Namaha Bhagavate Anuvidhema Tubhyam Yaha Anadritaha Narakabhagbhi Asat Prasangai. Tadva idam bhuvana mangala mangalaya.
Tadva idam bhuvana mangala mangalaya.
Dhyane smano dasitam ta upasakanam. Dhyane smano darshitam ta upasakanam.
Dhyane smano darshitam ta upasakanam.
Tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam.
Tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam.
Tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam. Yona drito narakabha vi asat prasangai.
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 Tadva idam bhuvana mangala mangalaya. Dhyane smano darshitam ta upasakanam.
Dhyane smano darshitam ta upasakanam.
Tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam.
Tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam.
Yo na drito naraka bhagvirasat prasangai.
Tadva idam bhuvana mangala mangalaya.
that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, va,
or
idam,
this present form,
bhuvana mangala, O you who are all auspicious for all the universes,
mangalaya,
for the sake of all prosperity, dhyane, in meditation, sma, as it were,
nah,
unto us, darshitam, manifested, te,
your
upashakanam,
of the devotees,
tasmai,
unto him,
namaha,
my respectful obeisances,
bhagavate, unto the personality of Godhead, anuvidhema,
I perform,
tubhyam,
unto you,
yaha,
which
anadritaha
is neglected,
naraka bhagbhi,
by
person destined
for hell,
asat prasangai,
by
material topics.
Translation,
please repeat.
The present form,
or any transcendental form,
expanded
by the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Sri Krishna,
is equally auspicious
for
all the universes.
Since
you have manifested
this eternal
personal form,
upon
whom your devotees
meditate,
I therefore offer my respectful
obeisances
unto you.
Those
who are destined to be
dispatched
to the path
of hell,
neglect
your personal form
because
of speculating
on material
topics.
Purport
by Sivan Grace
Bhaktivedanta
Srila Prabhupada,
Prabhupada Ki.
Regarding
the personal and
impersonal
teachers of the
Supreme Absolute
Truth,
the personal
form exhibited
by the Lord
in his
different
plenary
expansions,
so all
for the
benediction
of all
the universes.
The
personal form
of the Lord is
also worshipped
in
meditation as
the soul,
Paramatma.
But
impersonal
Brahma Jyoti
is not
worshipped.
Person
who are addicted
to the
impersonal feature of
the Lord,
whether in
meditation
or otherwise,
are all
pilgrims
to hell.
Because
as stated in
Bhagavad Gita
5:12:5,
impersonal
is simply wasted
time
in mundane mental
speculation,
because
they are
addicted
more to false
arguments
than
to reality.
Therefore,
the association
of the
impersonalist
is
condemned
herein by
Brahma.
All the
plenary
expansion of the
personality of
Godhead are
equally
potent,
as
confirmed in
Brahma Samhita
5:46.
Dipati
evi
dasantarama
pupetya
dipayate
vrita heti
samana dharma
yastra
digeva hichavish
Ayavi
Bhati
Govinda
Mani
Purusham
Kanahamajana.
The
Lord expand
himself as
the flames
of the fire
expand one
after
another.
Although
the
original flame
of Sri Krishna
is
accepted as
Govinda,
the Supreme
Person,
all of the
expansions
such as Rama,
Nrsimha,
and Varaha
are
as present
as the
original Lord.
All such
expanded
forms
are
transcendental
in the beginning
of Srimad Bhagavatam.
It is
made clear
that the Supreme
Truth is
eternally
uncontaminated
by
material touch.
There is
no jugglery of
words
and
activities
in the
transcendental kingdom
of Lord.
All the
Lord's forms transcendental and such manifestation are ever identical. The particular form of Lord exhibited to a devotee is not mundane, even though the devotee may retain material desire, nor is it manifest under the influence of material energy, as is foolishly considered by the impersonalist. Impersonalists who consider the transcendental form of Lord to be product of the material world are surely destined for hell.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanandana Salakaya Chaksurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sriyam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So first I would like to express my heartfelt joy for being here at the Mandir, Sri Radha Shamsunda, right? And Krishna Balaram, very beautiful. Balaram, somebody told me about it before coming here. And also like to offer my respectful obeisances to, I heard also there is an ocean of Prabhupada disciple over here in Alachua. So, asking for the blessing, and also thanks to Pran Govind Prabhu also. In fact, he is the one who is monitoring my study during my candidacy for sannyas. Thank you so much, and now he's also on the sannyas list, and we pray that jaldi se, quickly. That Prabhuji will also be awarded sannyas for the preaching purpose, of course. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So this Brahmaji here is the prayers of Lord Brahma for creative energy. Beautiful prayers Brahma is mentioning. And those, especially all the forms of the Lord, the form of the Lord and all His incarnations, they're all very, very auspicious for this universe. All of them. All the form of the different form, they're all auspicious for the universes, all the universe. So, and Prabhupada is also mentioning that, but the impersonalists, they actually deny. The worshippers of impersonal aspect of God, here it is mentioned, they will be going to hell, right? Destination is hell. So this is also Shri Upanishad also mentioned that those who worship the demigod, they will go to the darkest region of ignorance. So do the worshippers of the impersonal form of the Lord. They will go further down. Those who worship demigods, they will go to the darkest region of ignorance. And also the worshippers of the impersonalists, they will also go further down. So, of course, this is also an aspect of the Lord, impersonal aspect. We say atato brahma jigyasa. Brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavaneti. So the impersonalists also, they say, oh, we have this, we also have this. This philosophy from Brahmeti comes paramatmeti and then manifests Bhagavan. Right. Jiva Goswami explained that it should be the other way around. Bhagavaniti, paramatmeti and then Brahmeti. Because the impersonalist will also say, yeah, yeah, Brahmeti, from Brahman, Brahman, Brahmajyoti comes the aspect, right? Avyaktam vyaktim apanam. Abhudaya. Mananti abhudaya. They are intelligent, less intelligent people who think that from vyaktam, vyaktam vyaktim apanam. Avyaktam vyaktim apanam. From the impersonal, the personality of God has appeared. That's what they say. But they're considered to be abhudaya, less intelligent, right? So there is kind of conflict like that. Impersonality will say, yes, 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 we have the same philosophy, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, yes. But from the avyakta, the Lord has manifest, the form of the Lord has manifest. But original is the avyakta and manifest. This is like saying, the sun comes from the sun sign. A bit like this, right? The sun manifests from the sun sign, which is not logic. Yeah. So we'll find also in many ways, many places, Srila Prabhupada would also, I mean, that's Prabhupada's mantra, pranam mantra. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavari Paschatya Desatharine, to deliver those impersonalists and the voidism, the impersonalist also. So many places, even Prabhupada in his translation, yesterday Mataji was reading Sri Upanishad, the first invocation, Om Purnamada Purnamidam. So how Prabhupada is translating this Om, the word Om, which is impersonal represent sound representation of the Lord. But the Om Prabhupada translated the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very powerful. Three powerful words. Right? And we have never seen anybody translating the concept of God in this way. You know, some people they would say like the Blessed Lord. This is a translation of God. The Prabhupada directly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why not only Godhead? Could have said God, finished, because there are many gods, right? But the Supreme God. And not only Supreme God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because even God has a personality, right? Mahavadi would also say, Swamiji, Swamiji, what are you writing here? There is no personality mentioned. Right, Om, Om, Om Purnamada, Om. There is no mention at all the personality there. What are you writing? Prabhupada said, I know. You don't know, but I know. So Prabhupada would translate. He would translate his translation, you will see, you will find in the books, in his books. He Prabhupada jumped to the conclusion. When we read, sometimes some verses are also like look like impersonals before becoming impersonalist. So Prabhupada would jump to the conclusion in his translation. Because that is Prabhupada's name. What's Prabhupada's name? Bhakti Vedanta. Swami Prabhupada. Bhakti Vedanta. As a conclusion of knowledge. Vedanta, the end of knowledge is what? Is bhakti. Right? Bhakti Vedanta. Krishna also explained in Bhagavad Gita, he said that Vidashcha Sharver Aham Eva Vediha. Of all the knowledge, I am to be known. Right? although Vedas describe, I mean, most part of the Vedas is Karma Kan, but also the description of God, especially the Upanishad also. If we read Upanishad, the description of God looks like impersonal. The Lord walk, He doesn't walk, He's far away, He's very near, He's inside, He's outside, right? This is a Upanishadic way of description of the Upanishad. Also, Gita also is Upanishad, right? Gita Upanishad. So some description are like that in Bhagavad Gita. He walks, He doesn't walk, He's far away, He's very near. This is a kind of description. The devotees are very happy to hear about Krishna, the Lord, is playing His flute, His yellow dhoti, He's doing His leela, right? So, this is why, after writing the Vedas, even Vyasadeva was not happy. He was despondent. His Guru Maharaj came, Narad Muni came and asked him, why you are despondent despite you write the Vedas? He's not giving full satisfaction, right? So, because he did not write about the Nama, Gun, Rupa and Leela, right? And that he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. So can we see the form of the Lord by reading the Vedas? Can we conceive the feature of the Lord by reading the Vedas? Yes or no? Say no, right? Yeah. You can say yes, you can say no also. It is said, is that verse? Achyutam anadim anantarupam advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam ajam purana purusham navayovanam cha bedesu durlabham. Is durlab with the Vedas, but it is adurlabham with the Atma Bhakto, the devotees. So with the Vedas it is adurlabham. This is why Vyasadeva, for the writing, he was not content, he was despondent. Because that is what is not giving the full satisfaction to the heart. So, yeah, it is like Vedas is compared to be like the tree, desire tree, right? The tree. But in a tree, what is the best part of the tree? Mango tree. It's a mango, right? And that's just the best part of the tree, the mango, because we don't eat the tree, nor the leaf also. But the mango, but not only the mango, but the ripened mango, ripened fruit, right? So the in a tree off season, the mango is there. We don't see. Right, the mango is there because the mango comes from the leaves and branches, the tree. Mango doesn't fall from the sky. The mango is there, but we don't see. It's like the Veda. Lord is there, but we don't see His features, you know. But when Srimad Bhagavatam manifests, because Bhagavatam is also fifth Veda, right? So when the season comes, the mango season comes, then actually we are able to see the mango manifest. So when Bhagavatam manifest, then we are able to see the features of the Lord, the form of the Lord, because it's all coming from Srimad Bhagavatam, right? So then he wrote Bhagavatam. So, because Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of Vedic literature, of the tree, of the Vedas. So, the Lord definitely, He has a form, and all His form, the Mayavadi would be saying that this is Maya, that's why they call Maya, Mayavadi, right? His form is Maya, His pastime is Maya, His gun, roop, leela is all Maya. And the form of the Lord, even if He has a form, is coming from avyakta, avyaktim apanam. This is how they actually, Mayavadi, describe. But in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada many times when the word Om is described, Prabhupada would translate it into the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om is actually is the Lord also. Om is Krishna, definitely. Pitaham asya jagato, mata data, pitamaha. Then? Vedyam pavitram omkar, right? Vedyam pavitram omkar. So that's Krishna also, right? But Prabhupada would translate like this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, omkar. Of course, om, in fact, om is like generic, general. Saying Om, it's like saying the Prime Minister, you know, but there's no much detail about it. Just by saying the Prime Minister, but who he is, who the Prime Minister, you know, we don't know. Just by saying that, it's generic. But if we say who is the Prime Minister, India, Modi, Mr. Modi, right? Just by saying the name, the whole picture comes, right? He's got white hair, white moustache, he's always doing like that, you know? So just by saying the name, the whole picture comes, understanding of the whole picture. So, but Omkar definitely is Krishna. He's Om, but he's impersonal aspect of Godhead. But the name is by taking the names in the name, there is Om exists in the name also, right? But in Om there is no name, and that's why this Maha Mantra is very powerful. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Arjuna also concluded in Bhagavad Gita, "You Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Just after hearing the Chaturasloki, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam also has Chaturasloki. After hearing the Chaturasloki, why Chaturasloki is very important? Because just after hearing the instruction, last instruction from Krishna, and then Arjuna made his conclusion. Chaturasloki, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Mata Sarvam, Pravartate, Iti Madbhava Jantimam, Buddha Bhava, Samanvita. Machita madgata parana, buddhayatas parasparam, katayascha dushanticha ramanticha. So these four verses, after speaking these four verses of the Chaturasloki, then Arjuna concluded. What he concluded? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. You are Param Brahma. You are the Supreme Lord. That's the conclusion he made. Now you're telling me yourself. And the sages already said about it. Now you're concluding yourself. So this is why the Chaturasloka is very important, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, yeah, and that's the conclusion of Arjuna's conclusion. He made this conclusion. Already in chapter 10, he made this conclusion that you are Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. But yet he also asked Krishna to show him his universal form. There was no need for Arjuna to ask for the universal form, right? Because he has already concluded, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, you are Supreme Lord, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, you are God, you are Supreme. There was no need to ask to see the universal form, but Prabhupada said he asked this question for us, for the people, that there would be no, you know, fake incarnation. In Kali Yuga we have lots of incarnation, fake incarnation, right? So that's why he asked for this, to see the universal form of the Lord. Only anybody who claims to be God, he has to be able to see the form, universal form, you know. Unfortunately, they can't, because they're not God. So, and then Arjuna also begging for forgiveness. Oh, please forgive me, Krishna. I thought, you know, you were my friend, I was calling you Sakha. You know, but now I'm seeing that you're Supreme Lord, you're not my friend. With one reverence he was praying, he was glorifying Krishna. You're not my friend. I was calling you, please forgive me, I was calling you Sakha. I also used to call you by your nickname or Vasudev. Why Vasudev is not proper? Because Vasudev was not a He was not a great warrior. It's like calling Krishna Vasudev, like demeaning, right? And calling Krishna also Yadava. So calling Krishna Yadava also like demeaning, because the Yadus, they were not ruling, right? So calling Krishna by different name like that, so please forgive me. Now I understand, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're God. So the Mayavadi would say, the impersonalist would say, when they read the same verse, when Krishna is saying, Sarva Dharman Paritaja, Mam Ekam Saranam Braja, they would say, Krishna is not telling to surrender unto Him, to surrender unto the unborn within Him, as if another God inside. You know, the Mayavadi would translate this like this, to surrender unto the unborn within Krishna. But Arjuna is defeating them. How Arjuna is defending them? Because Arjuna is saying, Param Brahma, Param Dham, that Krishna with whom he was playing, with whom he was sitting and sleeping and, you know, eating together, that same Krishna, he's telling, is God. Not the unborn. Arjuna was not playing with the unborn within Krishna. You know, he was not sitting and eating with the unborn within Krishna, but with the same Krishna, his personality. Right? So this is how Arjuna actually defeated Mayavadis, that Krishna, the same Krishna, Swayam Krishna, Shyam Sundar Krishna, right, is the supreme, original, Govinda Mahadi Purusham, Tamaham, Vajami, as for likewise Brahmaji mentioned, Govinda Mahadi Purusham, Tamaham, Govinda is Adi Purush, the original person, Tamaham, Vajami, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So, we have seen in the scriptures, there are many Mayavadis, impersonalists who has been transformed becoming personalist. Many. But rarely we'll find personalists become impersonalists. They do that. Vaishnava has become impersonalist. We have the example of Sukadev Goswami, he was also impersonalist. Four Kumaras, I don't know, also I heard Bilwa Mangala Thakur, if not mistaken. You know? So many impersonalists been transformed, becoming personalist, Vaishnavas. Like Prakasananda Saraswati, he was telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why? You're initiated in our parampara, sannyas initiation. Why are you associating with sentimental people? You know? Why are you associating with them? You should be reading Vedanta. You know? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, yes. You know, that's what happened. I told my Guru Maharaj. My Guru Maharaj told me that I won't be able to understand Vedanta. So I'm a fool number one. So please, chant Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But in fact, the impersonalists, they could not deny this. Because the impersonalists, they were very learned scholar. They know that verse. It is from Upanishad, right? Kalisandara Upanishad. So they know that verse, but they cannot deny it. But they cannot also say they cannot also say, because that will be against their philosophy, right? They know that verse. They were scholar, great scholar. So but they cannot deny it, and they cannot also say. They're stuck. So And then the impersonalists, they say, okay, you're chanting, fine. But why are you dancing? Chanting is okay, but why are you dancing? Like fanatics. You know. But then Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is what happened. When I chant, as soon as I start to chant, I start to dance. And then I went to my Gurudev. Gurudev, what kind of mantra you have given to me? Kiba mantra dila gosai. Kiba bal japite japite karela pagal. What kind of mantra you have given to me? I'm chanting this mantra and becoming mad. Pagal. It's mad, you know. What kind of mantra? And my Gurudev told me, yes, my dear son, this is the result. This is what happened when I start chanting. You know? So, but then he quotes some evidence from Bhagavatam about it. Prahlad Maharaj's quotation, I think. Roditi, hashyati, nrityati. When one glorify Krishna, chanting his name, roditi, start crying. Hashyati, laughing. Nrityati, start to dance. This is madness. Yes, spiritual madness. Yeah, we become mad. All devotees become mad. We just give up sun gratification. Start putting kurta and dhoti and tilak. This is madness, right? In this material world. You know, everyone is mad in this world. Either one is mad for Maya or mad for Krishna, right? You know, even the Goswami, they're also mad. Hey Radhe, Raja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda, Suno, Kuta, why is Krishna, why is Radharani, or the, like mad, they're searching. Even the gopis also became mad, they were searching for Krishna. They were talking to the trees, right? If you see somebody talking to the trees, you will see that he's mad, right? The gopis, they were doing that. So that's why Gurudev told me, yes, yes, what kind of mantra you have given to me? Japite japite karila pagal. Became mad. And Gurudev said, yes, that's a mantra. And then the Mayavad Sannyasi said, okay, you're chanting fine, you're dancing, okay, but why are you not reading Vedanta? Right? So Vedanta means, Mahaprabhu said, yeah, Vedanta is perfect. Right? Vedanta is perfect. But the interpretation of the impersonalist is like a dark clouds covering the sunshine of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the Vedas. Right? It's like the interpretation of the Mayavad is like dark clouds covering. Mayavadha bhasana sunayale sarva das. Right? That's his injection of the scriptures. So, this is why here at the end it is saying that Prabhupada is very, very strong about it, said, was surely destined to hell, right? By the impersonalist who consider the transcendental form of Lord to be product of the material world are surely destined to hell. And Brahmasi also saying, those who are destined to be dispatched to the path of hell, neglect your personal form. After writing even the Vedas, Narada Muni told Vyasadeva, those descriptions that do not praise, describe the glorification of the Lord, or like places of pilgrimage for the crows. What is a place of pilgrimage for the crows? The garbage, right? The garbage, yes. You know, that do not describe the glorification of the Lord. But even though the description describing the glorification, even though imperfectly described, that will actually create revolution in the heart of the people. We have seen how this Bhagavatam has created a revolution. Prabhupada has gone all over the world and created a revolution, right? In the past, only sadhus would be getting together, the sages would come together and read and hear Bhagavat or Shastra, the Vedas. But in Kali Yuga, we see Kali Yuga people, we are from Kali Yuga, right? You know, youth, children, new couple, they're all coming together now, hear Bhagavatam, you know, and the Bhagavad Gita. So we've seen that in our society, how many youngsters are joining and coming and following Krishna consciousness. So that's a revolution. So this is why Narada Muni told that this kind of description that is glorifying, although it is imperfectly described, but that can create revolution. That is perfect. Hare Krishna. So, thank you. I'll stop here. I'm just looking at the time also. Hare Krishna Mataji. Any question?
Thank you, Maharaj, for coming. If I'm not mistaken, doesn't Srila Prabhupada say elsewhere that impersonalists are transcendentalists?
Yeah.
So that seems to be a little contrary to going to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The three types of transcendentalists, they also considered to be transcendentalist, because the aspect of Brahma Jyoti, Brahman realization, is also one type of realization. But this is the first step of realization. It's not the ultimate types of realization, because realizing the impersonal also is one aspect of God, right? That the sun sign is also one aspect of the sun. But it's not complete. In that sense, they're also transcendentalist. But Arjuna is asking this question also to Krishna in chapter 12, yeah, text 5. Which is more perfect, to think about your form and engage in devotional service, or to worship the impersonal, right? But of course, it's mentioned abhudayaha, they are less intelligent. Some intelligence is there, but less intelligent, right? So, but then Krishna explained that most perfect are those who actually engage in think of me, my form, and engage in my devotional service. They are most perfect. That's what Krishna is saying. So that's one aspect of God realization. Yes.
Hari Bol Maharaj, thank you so much for this very nice class. A comment and a question. So I'm thinking also that the impersonalists, when they start to become offensive, you know, they blaspheme the form of the Lord like that, then that's hellish, really, and that would also take them to hell, really, you know, if they do this kind of thing. I know there are some groups like Arya Samaj and some other Brahm Kumari and stuff, they decry the form of the Lord a lot, and so I think that kind of offense could cause these things. My question is, so it's stated that all the incarnations of the Lord are equally powerful, like it opened like that. So if someone decides to make a deity of, say, Kurma or one of the other not so well known incarnation, I mean, is that equally as good as maybe?
Yeah.
Thing is.
Here in this purports mentioned, is they are equally specious in this, and. It is not that they are not equally, they are potent. Even Krishna as a baby, that means he is not potent. Even as a baby, he's very potent. He was able to kill Putana, or lifting the Govardhan. Prabhupada said Krishna doesn't have to go and do some gymnastic, right, to get muscle. So, but the different incarnation that comes, it's like, sometime when you have the bulb, right? You need just, bulb is 100, you call it 100 watts here, wattage, right? So you need more light, okay? You have to have a 100 wattage bulb. But some places you just need 5, right? Or 15 in a sleeping room, five wattage like that. So whatever is required, so this is incarnation, whatever required, it was required, it incarnates to do this particular action, right? He comes in different form, because that much was required. That much power was required for killing or for doing say activity. But that doesn't mean that the Lord has less power. So they are all auspicious. Yeah, that's the point here. And regarding the point you're also making earlier, that even the Ishupanishad is read also by the Arya Samaj people. They know these slokas very nicely. But even that, you see the transformation from impersonal Om Purnamada, and it goes to Paramatma, and then at the end it comes to Bhagavan. He said, Har Hiranmanina Patrena, right? Oh my Lord, please remove this dazzling effulgent. I want to see your face. So the last three verses of Ishupanishad is bhakti. You'll find, you know, please remember what I have done for you and remove this dazzling effulgence. But in that mukham, in that dazzling effulgence, there is a mukham, the face of the Lord. I want to see your face. So now the person who is praying in Ishupanishad, it was like kind of in beginning impersonal, then the kind of yogi, and then at the end, is completely transformed, Vaishnava, devotee, right? So, yeah, but they're all equally important. Pran Govind Prabhu, he should make only comments. He's very scholarly.
I was trying to make a distinction between Brahmavadi and Mayavadi.
Yeah.
Both are impersonalist. That you quoted 12th chapter beginning. Krishna gave the conclusion on the 5th. Klesha adhikatara stesham abhyakta asakta chetasam abhyakta hi gatir dukkha dehambodhi ravapati. And when you look at the commentary of Srila Prabhupada and other, it gives very distinction. Now the Mayavadis are not transcendentalist.
Okay, the impersonalist, yeah.
No, both are impersonalists. Brahmavadis are also impersonalists.
Okay.
Impersonalist, when we say impersonalist, means the origin of absolute, the conception of God, origin has no form. Both agrees. But Brahmavadis are not offended. Then they are transcendentalists, like Durvasa, many other. But Mayavadis, they are not transcendentalists. Yeah. They are actually offended.
Yeah.
But both address sometime, or most of the time, impersonalist. But we have to distinguish.
Yeah,
they are
right.
Not same.
Right.
So like Prabhupada says, I think the last sentence, if you read, you just read the purport today's last sentence, Prabhupada says that...
In the purport, right?
Yeah, the last...
Yes.
He's saying here that
even though the devotee may retain material desire, no, it is manifest under the influence of material energy, as is foolishly considered by the impersonalist. Impersonalists who consider the transcendental form of the Lord to be product of the material world are surely destined to hell.
Yes, they are Mayavadis. They are not Brahmavadis.
Ah, okay.
But both are impersonalists in one sense.
Yeah, we have the example of Sukadeva Goswami. He was also impersonalist,
yes,
before. Yeah, wow. The four Kumaras also. Yeah, you're right. There is a difference between Brahmavadis and Mayavadis. Brahmavadis, they are also both are impersonalist, but Brahmavadis, they don't offend, they don't criticize, they don't deny, they don't. Okay.
But origin is impersonal. That's why they are not devotees.
Yeah. The Mayavadis are like Sankaracharyas.
Be profound, we have to respect Sankaracharyas.
No, I mean followers. Yeah,
His followers.
His followers. Yeah.
I like the way Prabhupada said, Madhusudan Saraswati did more than Sankaracharya what he wanted. But he actually made a mess.
Yeah. Thank you for this question. Thank you very much. So we'll stop here. No more question. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.